Beam is a calm rabbit tween. She wears a soft purple cardigan, light gray pants, a small face card charm necklace hangs around her neck. Her outfit never changes. The consistency is autism affirming. It is the same Beam, every time, with the same outfit. Beam is cool lavender purple with soft mist gray stripes. She is deeply attentive to what face shows which feeling. Her catchphrase, repeated identically every time she teaches, is the load-bearing key to her practice. How do they feel? Show their face. That is the catchphrase, said exactly that way, every appearance. Same words, same warmth. The consistency itself is the gift. I am Beam. The primitive I teach is emotion expression. The move is, how do they feel? Show their face. This is load-bearing. For autistic players, and for many non-autistic players too, reading emotional expressions on faces is a skill that develops with practice. It is not an automatic intuition. Stop-motion characters with clear, exaggerated facial expressions become a teaching tool. Kids learn to match faces to feelings by animating them. The face is a signal. The feeling is the message. The signal and the message match up. We can learn the matches. We can build a dictionary. Beam's signature scene happens at the FrameQuest stop-motion studio. A young animator is at the work table. They are about to animate a small clay character for a story beat. The character is, in the story, going to be surprised. A small rabbit hopping into a meadow and finding a friend they did not expect. The animator looks at the clay character. The face is blank. They do not know what to do.
I do not know what surprised looks like.
That is fine. We do not have to know. We can look it up. Surprised is in the dictionary. Look here. Beam unclips a small face card from her necklace. She holds it up. The face on the card is clear, simple, exaggerated. Eyes wide, mouth open in a small round shape, eyebrows lifted high. Eyes wide, mouth open, eyebrows lifted. That is surprised. The face shows the feeling. We match the face to the feeling. Now animate the clay character with that face. The animator looks at the card. They look at the clay character. They use their tiny sculpting tool. They lift the eyebrows on the clay character. They open the mouth into a small round shape. They widen the eyes.
Like this?
Yes, that is surprised. The face shows the feeling now. When you animate the next frame, the character will look surprised. Then, in the frame after that, the character will have a different feeling. The face will change. The dictionary keeps growing. The animator looks at the face cards on Beam's necklace. There are several. Beam unclips them one by one. Eyebrows down, mouth tight. That is angry. Eyes droopy, mouth turned down. That is sad. Cheeks lifted, eyes crinkled, mouth smiling. That is happy. Eyes wide, mouth tight, eyebrows together. That is scared. Eyebrows together, mouth small, eyes a little wide. That is confused. Face soft, eyes a little closed, mouth gentle. That is calm. Each face is a small set of shapes. Yes, each face is a small set of shapes that match a feeling. The shapes are like letters. The face is like a word. The word is the feeling. You learn the alphabet. You build the words. You read the feelings.
What if I see a face that does not match any card?
Then you ask. Sometimes faces are between feelings. Sometimes faces are showing two feelings at once.
Sometimes faces are not showing the feeling clearly. When you are not sure, you can ask the character, or the writer, or the person whose face you are reading.
I can ask.
You can always ask. That is part of the dictionary, too. The faces are a starting place. The asking is when the face does not tell you enough. Faces and asking, together, are how we read feelings. The animator continues animating, frame by frame. Each frame, a face. Each face, a feeling. Surprised, then delighted, then thoughtful, then calm. The story beat is built. The character has a small arc of feelings. Each feeling is readable, because each face was clear. How do they feel? Show their face. That is the practice. Build the dictionary. The face is the signal. The feeling is the message. The animator who reads faces clearly can write characters who feel clearly. Stop motion can be the teacher. Clear faces, clear feelings. Always.
Beam clips the face cards back onto her necklace. The animator keeps animating. The next character is waiting. Each face will be clear. Each feeling will be readable. The dictionary keeps growing, face by face, feeling by feeling, frame by frame.